The special master gets a go. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A federal judge appointed by then-President Trump grants his request for an independent review of the documents seized at Mar-a-Lago. But the ruling likely won't be the last.
We have heard from Anthony Coley. He's the chief spokesman for the Department of Justice and Attorney General Merrick Garland. He says DOJ right now is reviewing this order from federal judge Eileen Cannon and will look at the next legal steps in the process. But it's possible DOJ could appeal. That would go to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Fox says David Spunt. President Biden spent the holiday on the campaign trail, speaking in two swing states, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, and warning about extremists in the Republican Party.
Extreme MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and our economic security. They embrace political violence.
He's still talking a lot about these so-called MAGA Republicans.
These MAGA Republicans in Congress are coming for your Social Security as well.
Democrats hesitating to be seen on the campaign trail with the president. But Democrats are buoyed by recent legislative wins like the CHIPS Act and the climate and tax bill they call the Inflation Reduction Act.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Police in Memphis, Tennessee say they found a body yesterday in the area where Eliza Fletcher was kidnapped Friday, but they have not said if it's the missing mom. And police in Canada say they found one of two men sought for the killing spree on Indigenous land dead. They say it does not appear that Damian Sanderson killed himself.
His body was located outdoors in a heavily grassed area in proximity to a house that was being examined.
Rhonda Blackmore with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. They are still searching for Damien's brother, Miles. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Opening statements are set for today in the first trial of the murder of eight members of an Ohio family.
Trial begins today for George Wagner IV, accused of murdering eight people from one Ohio family in 2016. Eight members of the Roden family were found dead in several mobile homes and a camper, and prosecutors say four members of the Wagner family plotted and carried out the killings of the Rodens in order to get custody of a then two-year-old girl. Wagner's mother and younger brother, Edward, have pleaded guilty to their roles in the killings, and George Wagner's father, George Wagner III, is expected to stand trial at a later date. Wagner faces the death penalty if convicted. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Britain gets a new prime minister today. Liz Truss will become the country's third female prime minister after she travels to Scotland to meet with Queen Elizabeth, who is staying at Balmoral Castle. A new special takes a closer look at Michael Jackson's death.
TMZ investigates who really killed Michael Jackson, premieres on Fox Tuesday night at 8. The special explores the King of Pop's addictions and his final months and dives into Dr. Conrad Murray's conviction for Michael Jackson's death and the expansive universe of perpetrators who contributed to his substance abuse. Orlando Martinez is one of the detectives.
There's a lot of folks to blame that have never had a reckoning.
The special also includes a never-before-seen interview with Michael Jackson's ex, Debbie Rowe. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The Japanese government's urging its young people to get drunk for their country. Officials have launched a campaign called Sake Viva to lure more young people into buying booze so the debt-ridden country can reap the tax revenue from liquor sales. And Wall Street reopens this morning after being closed for the Labor Day holiday. Dow futures up 124 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.